duties, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt addressed the nation through a series of radio broadcasts known as the Fireside Chats. His aim was to reassure the common man that our society would recover from its troubled times. But we're far from 1930, and I deal with a different kind of far. For a new era of worldly frustration, we offer a fresh conversation. I'm Greg Carlwood, and these are the Fireside Chats.
Hello, people. Thanks for checking out a very unique episode of the Higher Side Chats. You guys know I usually just go right into the interviews because I hate when I put on a podcast. I've got a 20-minute drive to work, and the first 10 minutes is just the host bullshitting alone, like this, or selling me Alpha Brain. Not that I don't love a lot of shows and shows that sell Alpha Brain, but I just hope you appreciate how quick we get to the meat here on the Higher Side Chats. And if you want to get to know the host, look up the Higher Side Chats on Twitter or Facebook. I'm writing nonsense all day. But that said, you know, I couldn't just go into this interview without some context. You know, after the Batman massacre, I started emailing people who have talked or written about MKUltra and mind control assassins because the case seems so fishy. I got an email from this woman that basically says, I hear you're looking for intel on MKUltra. I've been a victim of these mind control techniques all my life, and my handlers have given me permission to release some information. So I tried looking her up a bit and I found very little, but I love a good story, so you know, I went with it. And I can't tell you if anything about Francine's mental state is consistent with a victim of mind control techniques and the deep psychological trauma of being a child prostitute. But I do believe there are victims of both of these things out there, which exists in the shadows of her own leadership. So, you know, light up, listen up, because Francine Kelly's got some things to tell the world. And the song you hear at the end of the show is another one by Ralph Buckley, specifically sent to me to be shared with the THC audience, and I love it. It's appropriately called Intellectually Masturbating to the Heretic Soft Knee. And I hope you check out the man himself, Ralph Buckley. Enough from me, here's what I call the curious case of Francine Kelly. All right, Higher Side Chatters, I'm very excited to be speaking with recovering psychops, mind control victim, self-described CIA asset and reptilian agenda whistleblower Francine Kelly on an untapped, untraced Miami payphone because she's got important information to disclose. Francine, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Now, just to inform the people, I understand the cliff notes to your story are that you and your twin sister were taken at a young age into the CIA mind control program and also used as child prostitutes for the elite. Your programming's been broken by intense therapy, and today you help insiders leak information to the public. Is that the gist?
Well, I don't know if my programming has... I can't say that it's been totally broken. I'm aware of the programming. I'm aware when I'm getting telepathic messages. I'm aware when I'm being mind-controlled most of the time.
But really?
Yes, I'm conscious of that.
Well, tell us a little bit about that. What is that like?
Well, it's much better than not knowing, you know, and I'm also very fortunate as an MK Ultra survivor that I'm not asked to do anything wrong, you know, like these poor guys that are, you know, in like the Batman massacre and Einstein and Virginia Tech, where these Manchurian candidates are trained to murder people.
And how can we determine, what can we look at when a shooting occurs that screams out to you a victim of MKUltra mind control? Like, what are the telltale signs?
Well, I sent you one document on the Batman shooting.
Right.
I tried to send more, a couple more, but they didn't go through. I don't know if you got them or not.
No, I did just get the one about the pharmaceutical industry and how they're playing into this.
Well, there's intelligence on this, but what's important is to be able to discern the disinformation from the true information.
Right.
So a lot of my information I get from APFN, American Patriot Freedom In Network, mm-hmm. but a lot of it is disinformation. So, but I'm able now to pretty much know which is real and which isn't, which wasn't certainly the case years ago.
Sure. Well, how do we know? How can we know who to trust? How do we know what's disinformation? How do we separate the crazies from the credible?
Oh, that's just for the lay people. I mean, that's just a tremendous, like Alex Jones, for instance. You know, Alex Jones is, works for this organization in Austin, which is a Mossad, which is a Mossad. I think it's an Israeli organization, and you know, people don't really know that.
Really?
So it's very hard to really know. But that's not really, if you don't mind.
No, of course. What's happening out there? What are you here to talk about?
The people in power, the real aliens in power. The aliens run the CIA. The aliens run, the reptilian draconian vampires run our planet.
That's the rumor, yeah.
In the planet.
What's their agenda?
Well, the agenda is, and this is where you could go on my forum. If you go to my forum, www.network54.com/forum/535171, the latest article that I posted is about the plan. Their agenda is to kill 5.5 billion humans on the planet and to keep a billion humans. That might be off by half a billion, but to keep a billion humans as slaves. That's the agenda, and that's been the agenda, and that's what's going on with the wars and these shootings and the violence that's going on our planet.
Well, I mean, they're going to have a lot of shootings to get rid of 5 billion people. I mean, are there any other, you know, mass attacks planned?
Well, this has been going on. The Fukushima attack, for instance, was not a geophysical event. It was an event which has the potential to kill millions of people.
Are you talking about HAARP?
No, it's more complex than HAARP. But HAARP is part of that part. HAARP is like part of it, but a lot of people know about HAARP. But these other climatic events, like Fukushima, is a planned event to a mass genocide attack, just like in Louisiana, Katrina. You know, that was a mass genocide attack. So these attacks are going on.
That was a manufactured event.
Right, like also like 9/11 and you know, Iraq, Afghanistan, what's going on in Syria. I mean, all of these events are, you know,
they're just making us fight each other.
Well, to murder us.
Right.
I mean, that's the goal.
Well, who do we need to look out for? Are there any reptilians in office that we would recognize, that we would know? People say they're the Clintons. People say they're the Bushes. Is it everybody?
Yes, anybody in power. Now I can't really say everybody, but most of the people that you mentioned, like the Queen Elizabeth, you know, who's a reptilian draconian vampire. We're talking about the satanic reptilian draconian vampires who under such as Antoine LaVey, he died, but Michael Aquino is head of the Temple of Set, is very involved in the Department of Defense. He's an officer, and he's a Satanist that brutalizes children.
What does one of those satanic rituals look like?
They murder children. That's what they do. They have. I was told by a woman where she was at a ritual where the children were put on a table and eaten with knives and forks.
Wow.
It's just so demonic.
And what has been you and your twin sister's experience?
Well, I've been very lucky. Well, my sister was lobotomized by the CIA and the aliens. My sister was a presidential model, like Kathy O'Brien, the highest level prostitute. And she was lobotomized and is now living with my first husband, and my abductor, Charles Robert Hauser, who is a reptilian draconian. I don't know if he's a vampire. I would guess that he is. but I just spent 2 months with him in Brooksville, and he's not human.
Now, where does vampires come into this? I've heard of the reptilians from David Icke. A lot of other people have talked about there being a non-human force at the top of this Illuminati pyramid. But where do they come from? What are they doing?
Well, they come from the Draconian star system, the Orion star system. They've been on the planet for millennia. For millennia.
Would you say were we engineered by these beings?
Mind controlled. And they do, and they use other types of experiments on people. I'm mostly familiar with the mind control.
Right. What do you remember about your mind control experiences?
You mean from today?
How did it start?
I was told, and this is really what I need to get out to the world.
Yeah.
I need to get this out to the military and the intelligence community and law enforcement. Okay, this is what I need to get out. This is this is so difficult. The mind control. I'll explain to you. I get mind control from Will P. Wilson, who is my husband, who is the great 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 grandson, or there might be two greats or three greats of James Wilson, who was one of the founding fathers who helped scribe the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, who channels information to me.
Really?
Now, when I was in Seattle, I asked this undercover police officer. I am followed by the police, by the Secret Service, by the National Security Council, not just the National Security Agency, but the Council, the FBI, and all of the above. So, and the Mafia protect me. There's a faction of the Mafia that protect me. I probably wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for them. So where am I going with? Oh, as far as the mind control. So
right.
The mind control and the telepathy. I guess, well, you know about telepathy, and it's hard to understand this without some knowledge of metaphysics, like telepathy and what that's like, where you get information, where somebody is talking with you. Will P. Wilson and I communicate with telepathy, and also he gives me mind control. He has a machine. Will is a high-level CIA official and a king in the reptilian, draconian, vampire hierarchy. So this is the... I was given...
Whoa,
the
is it okay to give his name?
Oh, it's all over the internet. I've been giving his name for years.
And he's okay with that?
Well, he loves it, but on one hand, and the other hand, he has to protect me, you know, from the consequences of that, but that's how it works. In the intelligence community, you get some information out, and then someone, you know, will say it isn't true, and then you put some more out, and eventually it just becomes, it establishes a new paradigm of being. So,
okay, I understand.
He has a machine, literally, it's a machine. And he will take someone from point A and then another person from point D and bring them. Am I losing you?
Not quite. Not yet. I still got you. But I'll call you back if we do.
He will take somebody from point A and somebody from point D and bring us together in point C and put us together with this machine. It's literally, it works that easily. So I know now when that's happening. So
wow.
I was mind controlled to talk about Will P. Wilson. He is a reptilian, draconian vampire. He is a king. I am his queen. We conceived a child who is the heir to the reptilian, draconian vampire throne.
Whoa.
And that Will P. Wilson is King William of Orange.
Francine, this is a lot of information. This is a lot to take in.
Well, this is so amazing to me. I have known this for years. I have been told this. countless times. I talked about, you know, I'm his healing queen, but haven't done this on the radio. I mean, I do not want to say that have been told that I am the Queen of England. Queen of England, and I was told that years ago, and he is King William of Orange because he is a vampire and over 1,000 years old. Well, what I would like to do with this amazing information is I would like research. Just like when Jesse Randolph interviewed me, I have Will P. Wilson's fang marks all over my face and body. I have his DNA, but no one will give me a DNA test. Because people, they don't want this out because this is the cover-up.
Okay, well, this is the challenge then. We need someone to do this DNA test.
Well, if you can find someone, that would be terrific.
People want the evidence. There's a lot of speculation, but we can't seem to get photographs of a reptilian. We can't seem to capture one. You know, we can't seem to see videos of a shapeshift that really look authentic. It's tough.
Oh, yeah, they're there, and these beings are everywhere.
Well, yeah. Who is the Queen of England that's there now? If she's the false heir.
She's a satanic reptilian draconian vampire. I hope I'm not going to get killed for this. She allegedly had Diana killed. She is not. The Windsors have nothing to do with the royalty. They're not even English. I think they're German. If you look up the Queen of England and the history, they have no reason for being in Buckingham Palace, except the fact that they stole the monarchy. But this is the good news. The good news is this. I spoke with Robert Slovak, my first cousin, who is an NSA scientist with a top secret clearance, and he talked to me. I hadn't talked to him in 40 years. He talked to me about the geophysical event that would be happening very soon that would destroy the planet.
Destroy the planet?
Yes. Both my cousins are geniuses, and I think it was a leak. It's on my forum. I mean, nobody made a fuss out of it. He has an explanation from the NSA, the National Security Agency, an explanation as a physicist. I trust that is true. That he gave me the information while I was on the phone with him. The information was removed from my conscious mind.
Via the mind control.
Well, I don't know if you would call that mind control as much as they do have the ability to remove information from your mind. I guess it would be called mind control, but there might be another. You know, one of the best sources to learn about mind control is mindcontrolusa.com. That's all the latest advances in the alien world,
okay.
Which is, right. So he talks about this event, and he said he didn't know who was going to win. Are we going to win, the good guys or the bad guys? He doesn't know who's going to win, but he said it doesn't matter anyway because this event is very near, just like the Mayan prophecy said.
And you're talking about two different races of reptilians that are fighting behind the scenes?
Well, there are different factions, just like there are different factions of the CIA, like there are different factions of the Mafia. There are people in the Mafia that don't believe in having a pedophile porn ring. They're appalled by it, whereas there are other factions that are fine with it, just like the CIA. There are good guys in the CIA, and then there are really bad guys. I mean, the CIA is a very corrupt organization. I mean, there's no question about that. But not everybody on the planet within the government wants to kill 5.5 billion people on the planet.
I would hope not.
But it's not. So what he was telling me, it doesn't matter anyway, because so then I'm going to get to the next step. So this geophysical event, which I think it was leaked by the NSA. I think they wanted me to write about that. And, you know, I wrote about it. It's one of the most important documents that I've ever written, you know, and no one is even commenting on it.
No, what's the link to that document?
Well, it's on the forum.
I will include it with this episode.
Well, it's about the NSA. My cousin, Indesnear says, my first cousin and NSA scientist. But I think it was an intentional leak. So let me get to where we need to be.
Please.
If you want to. I don't know where we are in time. But
We're good. Let us have it.
Okay, so this is what we need to focus on. There are spaceships surrounding the planet. Are you aware of that?
I have not heard that.
That is what Will P. Wilson writes about that on my forum, about the spaceships surrounding the planet. You can see them. At about 4 o'clock in the morning, and my cousin was very much my physicist cousin, who is also an astronautical.
Francine, I'll call you back. Francine, you can see these ships at 4 a.m. everywhere.
Well, no, I'm not saying everywhere.
Right.
You know, they are visible. So if you really look at that article and about the ships surrounding the planet, I mean, they're out there. I mean, you know that because of all the UFO sightings. And
there have been a lot of UFO sightings lately, I got to say.
That's right. So the key here is that from what I gather, and they have not given me the full, I did have the information, but like I said, they took it out of my brain because they didn't want me to have it all yet. You know, they don't give it to you all at once.
Right.
So the main thing is the people that are helping, like yourself, they're going to be saved. The people that are not going to be saved. I mean, that's pretty much, you know, what I'm getting.
Yeah.
If I ask you to help me and you do not help me, like this librarian at the Miami Beach Library, Alberto Gonzalez, you know, a lot of the libraries have some really dark people. If you do not, because of the Griotta Treaty, where in 53 or 54, where Roosevelt signed Eisenhower signed the Griotta Treaty, giving the aliens permission to abduct our citizens in exchange for the technology. If you do not help me with that, you are committing treason. You are aiding and abetting felonies and committing
criminal
kidnapping. And these are aiding and abetting, misprison of a felony. I mean, misprison of treason, I was told by a legal expert. These are criminal acts if you do not help. And if you do not help, you're not going to be, you're going to like just, when this happens, this geophysical event, you're going to be destroyed. I mean, that's the people that are not helping.
Well, what can we do to prepare? What can we do to protect ourselves?
By helping.
We just got to expose it.
And helping to deal with the issue and to help other people and being caring and loving, you know, individuals, being good people and good aliens. These are the people that will be saved, I believe. Now, I can't give you 100% guarantee on that, but based on everything that I've learned over the years, you know, it really looks like that. Just like
Wow.
The religions all talk about.
Right. It seems like a lot of these dots are connecting here.
Yeah, I mean, they really are. And it's beautiful to know that, you know, that I have no doubt that I will, you know, I've been told that I would be leaving. And, you know, I don't have any doubt about that.
And what else can we use this precious time to say to people, to tell people? What can you tell us?
I guess it's, you know, a matter of educating other people and dealing with the evacuation. I think I sense that there's going to be an evacuation, and people will need to help with that.
Now, there was a lot of talk about an event at the London Olympics. Are we in the clear there, or should we be careful?
What happened at the London Olympics?
No, there was a lot of talk about an event, a planned event happening, but nothing has happened.
A false flag. I have no idea about what's going to happen in London, if anything. I just, you know, you're asking me for sources of intelligence, and you know, I'm concerned to tell your readers to go to APFN, your listeners and your readers, because there's so much disinformation there by like Dr. William B. Mount, who threatened to kill me. But then my I believe that Will P. Wilson, my husband, runs APFN now. And he has some wonderful information on it. So that's
and he is a reptilian.
Draconian vampire and the repentant king. He is a king.
Wow. And how did you get into all this? I mean, you were abducted as a young child, you know, put into mind control programs and child prostitution, but where did the reptilians come in for you?
I think I was abducted before I was born.
Before you were born?
Because I am from ancient Russian royalty. That's why they used me to mate with Will P. Wilson, who is from the Blue Blood Illuminati family, the Wilsons, to conceive a child. This was confirmed by Sergeant Cameron of the Hernando County Sheriff's Department about my ancient family. And I don't know. I mean, I need to investigate that farther to find out who this family is. But that's what has put me in all this trouble.
Wow. And when was your first experience that you remember with a reptilian?
I published Conscious Living magazine, which was a metaphysical magazine. It was in Borders and Barnes and Noble and all over Canada. And it was just an incredible time of my life. And I had the Center for Conscious Living, a healing center. And I would talk about my telepathic messages from the Pleiades. The Pleiadians. And I thought, I thought I was Pleiadian. And now I'm thinking, you know, based on this new information, that I might be half Pleiadian and I might be half reptilian, draconian from possibly, you know, I'm not sure about this family, the Rothschilds, which is like the most evil family, you know, on the planet. But I might come from that heritage, but that's what I need to find out. And I also have a connection to the celestial realm. You know, I've met with angels from the celestial realm. They are there. And I've met with demons, and I've met with Pleiadians.
Now, what's the best way for the average person to be able to tap into that realm? Is it possible?
Well, I mean, the different...
Would you say psychedelics or a good way to get in?
Oh, gosh, no. I mean, no drugs. I mean, you know... I haven't had a drug or a drink in 24 years. You know, I mean, absolutely, totally not any kind of drugs.
Because a lot of people think they experience other dimensions or sense other realities when on psychedelic drugs. So I just wondered if there was any connection there or if that was a method people could use to sense these dimensions, or how do you think is the best method? How do you sense these dimensions?
Well, I just naturally do, but I cannot tell you how important it is to advise your readers and listeners to stay away from LSD and any kind of hallucinogen or, you know, anything.
Oh,
like
no.
Drugs.
Really?
I mean, that's the worst thing and the most dangerous thing you can do. You can do this. If you're supposed to be doing this, you're going to do this naturally. You're not going to need a drug to be able to access the fourth dimension or the other dimensions. You don't need drugs for that. That's like a misnomer, but you know, I mean, people have done it, and people have also died and jumped out windows.
True.
So it's just not.
Equipped to handle what they're dealing with. But I've heard dimethyltryptamine is a pretty powerful experience and a pretty enlightening experience.
Well, I, as a recovering alcoholic in 24 years of sobriety, would advise not to take any kind of a drug. So, you know, I don't think that should even be discussed. I mean, I'm so adamant about it, as you can tell.
Sure, right? sure. We'll move on. Wow. Now, the reason we can't see them as reptilians, is that due to mind control itself? Is there some type of holographic system in place? I've heard some people talk about that.
Yeah, David, explains it perfectly. I'm looking at this being, and they look like a person, and then I'm looking closer, and they're behind the being, the human looking being, that the human looking being is a holographic system, and behind that is the reptilian draconian vampire.
How can we recognize that?
Well, most people can't. You're really, when you're doing that, you're really seeing into the fourth dimension, you know. And people say that everybody has the ability to see that. I don't believe that because, you know, I mean, based on people that are drinking and drug. I'm in South Beach right now, and I look at these young people, and they're drinking and drugging, and they're so robotic because they're so drugged and drunk. You know, how can they be that conscious to be able to see into the fourth dimension when they're so dumbed down by the television and all of
the education system?
I'm sorry?
The education system, the fluoride in the water.
Right. So I don't think that most people the majority of people, I do not believe, have the ability. I mean, that sounds really negative, but you know what I mean. But there are people that do. But the way to see that is to stay away from the alcohol and the drugs. Well, also what the alcohol and drugs do, they open up your etheric field to the demons, and people are demonically possessed by these demons. That's why they call them spirits. Mm-hmm. Who drink vicariously through the people that are drinking in the bars. Have you heard that?
No.
Yeah, and it opens up your etheric field to that.
Wow.
So yeah, with that.
Definitely something to consider.
Well, but people on that that are doing that, the reality is they just don't care. You know, they don't care.
I think it's so hard to deal with the daily life of the middle class American with the wage slavery, the debt. It affects the psyche very negatively, and all you can do sometimes is just grab yourself a drink and prepare for the battle tomorrow, you know?
I think you're absolutely right about that. I also think that the people that are probably watching your show are more inclined to be more conscious.
I'd appreciate
Isn't that.
True? I would hope so. I mean, they're definitely a little more open-minded than your average American, I would assume.
Well, and that's very much part of it. I'm just really disappointed. I'm so disappointed in the humans not caring and not wanting to help than I am in actually dealing with the reptilian draconian vampires who are the Satanists. I mean, I don't really mean that totally, but you
right.
can understand
I
mean.
Yeah, I understand your point. I mean, but we're dealing with some serious manipulation here. I mean, a lot of people don't even know what's going on. And, you know, you can't wake them up. It's just they're so dependent on the system. They're so tuned into this reality that they just can't open their minds.
Well, that's right. And that's when, so I'm at a point now where I just don't even, I don't even bother. Because we're running out of time. So I want to bother with the people that are more conscious that want to help, you know, raise the consciousness of the people that are moving on. I've given up. I mean, that sounds really, sound very compassionate, does it?
It doesn't, but it's also got to be very frustrating. I deal with it on a daily basis, defending a lot of these positions. Just defending the idea of their possibility is tiring. But
right.
What can we do? We don't have much time. I mean, are we talking about a December 21st situation?
Why don't you call my cousin and ask him? In fact, why don't you call my cousin, John Robert Slovak, and ask him to come on your show?
I would love to do that.
And it'll be very interesting because I begged him, to send me the information on this End of the World event. I said, you know, I said, we're blood relatives. You know, I used everything I could to get him to do that. I mean, you know, I'm your blood relative. Why won't you email me the information? So, but, you know, I don't know if he's allowed to by the NSA. But it'd be interesting to see what he would tell you.
But you're out there to expose these truths. And are you being protected? You said you're being protected by the mafia and you're exposing information that the CIA is allowing you to expose?
I'm being protected by reptilian draconian vampires who are in the other dimension, who honor me as their queen. They may not like me. I mean, I'm sure they think I'm a pain in the neck sometimes, but they, because my values are different sometimes, I'm different from them, but they are around me. At the library yesterday, I believe there were 4 reptilian draconian vampires surrounding me. I am protected. Like, this is very important for your readers to understand that that Sergeant Cameron from the Hernando County Sheriff's Office in Brooksville, Florida, he said after I told him about my first husband, an abductor, Charles Robert Hauser, committing crimes, I said, well, what are you going to do about it? And he said, does he have help from other dimensions? We're dealing with interdimensional beings. Right. In fact, our world is being run by beings, disembodied beings.
And what can we do about that?
We can't do anything about that, of course. But what we can live rightly, we can be loving, caring, responsible beings helping others.
Is that how we should deal with it? Like, how can we, if we can't beat it, how can we just deal with it?
Well, just by what I said, because you can't, the powers, the people that are, like, marching at the marches, the peace marches, somebody told me once, that's more like an emotional release. These people don't even know what's going on the planet.
Right.
They all these years of all this marching, and I'm the first one that wants to go and march in the march. But the reality is that the only people, the only beings that are going to help with this situation are the ones with power.
Well, now, and
that sounds terrible, doesn't it?
It is what it is. You know, the truth hurts sometimes. I mean, the truth is tough. But in this alternative reality that you sometimes experience, this other dimension, what is life like there?
Ethereal. You know, that's how I had my baby.
Ethereal.
I conceived a baby in the fourth dimension. I was mated with Will P. Wilson in the fourth dimension.
But is it a dimension beyond matter? Is it beyond physical form?
Well, yeah, it's the fourth dimension, but it also intermingles. You know, when I conceived my son, you know, I was bleeding in the third dimension, but the baby was conceived. Well, I was blended. I was married to him in a ritual where we were blended. Our energy was blended. It was beyond anything I could ever imagine. I describe it that way. It's as though if you put two things in a blender and it was blended, what would happen?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things is it's irrevocable.
Completely inseparable.
Right.
So,
yeah.
This is a lot to take in. This is very eye-opening.
Well, I want to be more positive. The purpose of what I wanted to do today was really not to, I mean, I'm being kind of selfish in getting this. I'm so determined. This is an opportunity to get this information to the military.
Sure. We're all over the map. But what do you need to say to what do the important people need to hear?
It's a power struggle. It's all about, with these beings, it's about power and money. But the only hope with this is that the people in power will be good people and are good aliens and not bad aliens. I mean, that's really, it's about power and money. Can we do this? Could we talk about, could I give you a major, major information about the pedophile porn ring?
Yes.
I know, I mean, because that's another thing that I'm working on with Patricia Johnson-Holmes-Shoup and Noreen Gosh. And the Department of Defense and 2,300 people disappearing every day from America, and about the abductions, about these people, you know, being abducted, and some of these people are put in the pedophile porn ring.
Mm-hmm.
But the information that I have, when I called, when this thing came up with Patricia Johnson Holmes-Shoup, and I called Nelson Zalva. Do you know about the Johnny Gosch case?
No.
Johnny Gosch was kidnapped many, many years ago. He was the paper boy from Des Moines, Iowa.
He was a paper boy from Des Moines, Iowa, and he was kidnapped?
He was kidnapped many, many years ago. But then so were, you know, my children were kidnapped, you know, but so were a lot of children kidnapped. But when I called the Tampa Police Department, a high-level, a master sergeant told me, Francine, listen to me, like something like that, don't call here again, because I asked about Nelson Zalva, and Nelson Zalva was a detective in Tampa who said that in this particular photograph of Johnny Gosch and Pat said it was her son, that it could have never been Pat's son. It could have never been Johnny Gosch, because he talked to the boys. So this opens up the possibility of who were the true players in the pedophile porn ring, which
right.
goes to Michael Aquino, who is head of the Temple of Set and involved and an officer in the Department of Defense.
And the church is clearly involved too, correct?
The Catholic Church?
Yeah.
A lot of the Christians, I'm having problems with Christians posing as, Satanists posing as Christians, a Baptist church in Seattle with the pedophile porn ring in the daycare center.
Yes.
There's a lot of that. When people start, when you know, religious fanatics, when they start, you know, talking about Jesus and they just are so, they're fanatical about it, and they're really, in a lot of cases, Satanists, using Jesus as a way to seduce people into their web.
Right. It seems like at the highest levels that it's more about satanic ritual. The big statue they just made in the Vatican, it's very demonic.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it looks like, I've heard it described as the Antichrist rising from a nuclear blast, is what it's supposed to be depicting. But it is very dark.
Where did you see it?
I saw it on the internet, but not that the crucifix itself isn't an extremely dark image.
I don't know. I'm really somewhat hesitant to go to do this right now about this. This is a.
Let us have it, Francine.
Seems like we were really pushing the envelope there.
Sure. You were just about to go into some new information, and it's been hard to get back in touch with you. You were just
That's how it works. And then and what's a good thing to do when that happens is to just not talk about it at this moment.
Okay, well, we have a few minutes left. What can we talk about? What's important?
Well, what's important to you?
Well, I mean, I really just want to know how to separate the fact from the fiction. You know, what really is going on behind the scenes? You've got all kinds of contradictory stories, and it's just so tough to get any kind of verifiable evidence or proof, or just to really know what the true situation really is. It's clear that we're being manipulated.
They don't investigate it. You know, if I tell you something, and like I'll tell people things. I worked with 11 police officers in Seattle, and people just don't investigate. If you really start to investigate this, I mean, you can find out what the truth is.
Sure.
I'm not talking about you. You know, I'm just talking about
the people.
Right, whoever is interested in the subject to really look at, like the DNA. Like I've got DNA, I was diagnosed as being abducted by a shapeshifter. I was by a doctor, University of Washington. Washington University was involved. Nancy Sugg took my DNA out of my left buttock. They had the DNA, there's my evidence. And do you think anybody did anything about that? You know,
probably not. Here's something that has really interested me that I'd really like to know the answer to, because with the Batman shooter, there were a lot of suspicious things. I'm completely convinced that the event was not as the media portrays it. I'm pretty convinced that he himself wasn't even the shooter.
Well, this sounds like a Manchurian candidate event. Did you never have the interview with Fritz on this?
No, we haven't been able to connect on that.
Let me send you the intelligence on this event, on the Batman shooting.
Right.
It sounds like, it's from what I've gleaned, it sounds like, you know what a Manchurian candidate is, of course.
Right. Basically a mind-controlled assassin.
Right, exactly. That's what it seems like. That was probably what's behind it.
Well, what would you say to a skeptic of that, someone who doesn't believe that? What would you point to in the situation to steer him in that direction, to open them up to the possibility that he is a mind-controlled assassin?
Well, I would ask the person to look at the movie, The Manchurian Candidate, preferably the one with Meryl Streep. That's true. And I would look at the Bourne ultimatum,
The Bourne series?
Yes, I would look at that. I mean, that's true. I mean, that's based on, you know, what's really going on. That's an entertaining way, you know, to understand mind control.
Yeah, why do they put out so much symbolism through Hollywood?
Well, they enjoy this. These reptilian draconian vampires that are doing this, they have no compassion, the bad guys. They don't have empathy. All they care about is power and control and destruction. So they enjoy flaunting this type of behavior, this psychopathic behavior.
And what about these ships around the planet? Are we expecting disclosure from them? Are they going to step in?
Well, I believe they are, but I'll keep you posted on that when they put it back in my brain.
Please do.
I mean, it's coming. It's just that it's not coming on my time. It's coming on their time.
And this is, who's controlling your mind at this point?
Well, the mind control, I have James Wilson, Will P. Wilson, the Pleiadians, the Celestial Realm. They're involved in my mind, You know, and it's great that I have the Pleiadians, you know. It's great that I have those guys instead of, you know, the dark side.
Right.
But it's still mind control, and I'm not, you know, saying it's. And I can't really say that it's all the time when you're dealing with mind control that it's a bad thing. You know, because I've really done good things by being told, like, to go over to point B and do such and such and get that information. Because sometimes I said, okay, I'm not even going to do that. I'm going to go over there to point A instead. And then I said, oh, but if I go over to point A, then I'm not going to know what happened if I had gone to point B in the first place. So it becomes like a little game. But it's the right thing. As long as I'm doing the right thing. If I'm being mind controlled and doing the wrong thing, that's when someone like a Manchurian candidate, like this potential man that the Batman shooter, in that case on the drugs and all of that, that's where the only salvation is a strong love and a strong belief in God.
Because
if he had that when, I don't know. If he had that, it may not have happened.
He could have overcame it.
Well, maybe. I mean, yes, I believe that's true.
Francine, I'm giving you the floor. You know, what do the people need to know?
To follow the light.
Mm-hmm.
And to stay away from the drugs, to stay away from the alcohol, to stay away from the television, the electronics, and, you know, throw away your cell phone. I mean, as things, you know, start to escalate, get closer to nature and God. I mean, that's our only way. That's the
and we
way.
Have to be wary of this geological event.
Well, the geological event, you know, if this, I told my cousin, and I'm hoping you're going to call him.
Yeah.
Know, and I, hopefully he's going to, you know, tell you what, but he may not. I mean, I don't know. But as time goes on, we'll know more about this. But as far as preparation, it's about what I just told you. I mean, to be a good guy, you know, to be, because the people that are committing the crimes are not going to be saved. I mean, I really have no question. Oh, I can quote Will P. Wilson on this. You know, Will is a high-level metaphysical being. He has the knowledge, and he said about that the celestial realm would be these Illuminati reptilian, satanic reptilian, draconian vampires will be trying to escape the planet when this event takes place, and the celestial realm will be on their tails. And this has been going, this intergalactic, it's called intergalactic invisible warfare.
Wow.
That people have no clue about. We know they use psychotronic weapons. There's 7,000 different kinds of psychotronic weapons. But this, it's like the Earth has been a battlefield for these interdimensional beings, you know, from other planets. Are you not there?
No,
there?
I'm here. I'm here, but we're getting close to it.
Okay. You have to deal. If you're dealing with aliens, you're dealing with the CIA and the NSA and the DOD and all of the above. You're not dealing with aliens unless you're dealing with those groups also. So when people tell you about, you know, how they're calling in the aliens and there's no intelligence or military involvement, it's probably not true.
Right.
So it was great talking to you.
Oh, it was great talking to you.
I'm
Thanks
sorry
so
I gave you so much information.
No, it's quite all right.
Great. Okay. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now.
Don't you think it's sad to see all the sky is falling down? It's such a drag to know your king has broke his crown. He fell off the wall. So heed the call, the king is dead. Long live the king, they brought him out and wet the bed. But you're so illuminating, intellectually fascinating. But can't you see it's all fading now? And I'm not so sure the moon is not a spaceship. Yeah, it's a spaceship. Ah. I'm going up or down, all around, in the upper Mars. Inside the moon, they manufacture Tesla cars. Another exercise, so close your eyes and count to ten. Time for your last rites, so say goodnight to your next of kin. But you're so illuminating, intellectually masturbating. But can't you see it's all fading now? And I'm not so sure the moon is not a spaceship. It's a spaceship. Oh, my eternal soul, load the bowl, don't be a mooch. Don't you worry about him when he stole your pen, he fucked the pooch. You know it's not so bad to see the sky falling down. It's such a drag to live your life wearing a frown. But you're so illuminating, intellectually masturbating. But can't you see it's all fading now? And I'm not so sure the moon is not a spaceship. Yeah, it's a spaceship. Thank you.
USA in your America's asking you to call. Drive you through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee, performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a... So make a date today to see the USA. See it in...